a challenge, but for this kind of stage combat, you really need to know what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, so I have been fighting for a lot of my life, but a lot of our actors, either this is their first time picking up a weapon or the first time at least in a show using weapons. We normally say about an hour of rehearsal for every 10 to 15 seconds of fight, and then as you get more progressed into it, it actually becomes to like an hour for every 5 seconds of fight. So it does take up a lot of time to get those fights to the point where you want to know them without having to think about it and without having to stop acting so that you can do the fight correctly.
Emma, did you have to learn how to fight as Romeo, I would imagine?
I did, yes. I do a dagger fight with Paris and then a fist fight with Tybalt. And it was definitely something new for me. I've never done fighting in a show.
Were you scared? I would be scared.
I wasn't necessarily scared. I just didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, that's what I would feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember, I don't know what slap and punch. There's weird. There's some. Am I right?
Yeah.
I just remember being in high school when people. I was not an actor. I was the geeky, hard to believe, but the geeky guy like running the lights or something. But it's amazing how realistic it can look if you do it exactly right. Do any of you want to say anything else about the show? Because I'd like to ask you some other questions, too, that go beyond it. I hope people will come and see you. What's the theater like? Does it hold a lot of folks?
So the Carnegie Stage, it's a really interesting theater. It's a very flexible theater, which I really like. I would say they told us how many people it holds, but at the moment I don't remember. But
I mean, is it under 100, do you think?
I would say yes. I would say so, about under 100. I think they're able to add more seating, but regardless, whoever is able to come or how many, I am very happy and satisfied.
Yeah, we linked to the website so folks can look. They can look to learn more about it. We linked right to the ticket purchasing spot. Or you can just, if you go to Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, you'll see everything you need to know. And the theater, it almost looks like it's embedded into a business district, right? At least from what I could see, it's right on Main Street and Carnegie, so it's easy to find. Looks like a good venue. So do you want to be actors after you graduate or continue in this professionally, or do you have any, I know you get asked this a lot, but have you thought about what you might want to do once you get out of high school?
I would love to dabble in plays and musicals, but I also like journalism. So like what you're doing right now, I love this.
You need to get involved. We have free programs where you can create documentaries and commentaries, and they actually get broadcast. And we, not broadcasted, but broadcast. They get to be aired. That's a better way of saying it. It will give you information about that. Why does journalism excite you?
I love learning stories about other people, hence doing plays and musicals. You get to be in someone else's shoes, learn about someone else, and that's journalism, really.
That's a great way to describe it. What about you two?
Well, I've been in theater and I've been acting since I was 8 years old. I've just always loved theater. I've always been curious about directing, but I never really got the opportunity. My first official directing opportunity was when I was in eighth grade, and I was a part of the 48-hour film festival, and I wrote and directed my first film. We did not win at all, but it was a great opportunity. I love writing. If whatever I graduate, I would really love to get into the film world. I would love to be in films, write films, direct films, theater, just literally everything. I tell everyone that I really want to be the next Wes Anderson if I get that opportunity.
I'm really happy to hear you say that. So you heard from Emma and from Ella. Sarah, what have you thought about?
I think if I stick with theater, I'd want to go more into the backstage type of theater, so stage managing, teching shows, all that fun stuff. I think I'd keep acting for a little bit, but yeah, I definitely want to go backstage and do more techie stuff.
Cool. And Chana, I feel like I've been ignoring you. I don't mean to be ignoring you. It's just great to have these younger students here. Are you looking, once you're in your second year?
My third year.
Third year. So you won't be too long before you're done. What do you think you're going to do once you're out of Robert Morris?
So I actually plan to get my master's in, I have not decided yet what it will be in some form of field in theater. And that will definitely help me take more time figuring out what I want to do with my life, because I have not yet figured that out. I have been doing photography for the past few years, and that's been something I've fallen in love with, although I think theater will always be my main what I want to do.
It's interesting, though, to discover photography is something. How did you do that? Did you just start taking photos?
So when I was little, my friend had a camera that I would use, and I really enjoyed it, but I never wanted to go into it. It wasn't something that I was thinking about doing until Robert Morris had gotten rid of their theater major, so I had to find another major because I still knew I was going to go there. And I knew the media arts professors somewhat and knew that it had some good people in their program. So I got my own camera and started working with photography more.
Well, that's great. So Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, Romeo and Juliet, it's a short run and it's this Friday. So you've got it is Friday the 13th, the 14th. I'm sorry, if you could only see the look on Ella's face, she suddenly, her smile turned into this exasperated frown. The 13th, the 14th at 7 p.m., the 15th at 2 o'clock. There's no, we could arrange to have a black cat or a ladder set over. No superstitions.
Thank you so much.
Did any of you want to say something that I didn't give you space to say?
I don't think so.
Well, I want to say thank you for being with us. And I hope you'll get to see some listeners in the audience at Carnegie Stage coming up on those three nights. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, it's cold outside and there's a terrible storm. I'm in here where it's nice and warm. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. I got good tunes pumping on the radio, and my big brother saying, go man, go. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Two-step, a tap dance, a tango, jitterbug, hip-hop, cha-cha, zydeco, a hula, a hora, a gallop, and a go-go. I'm gonna dance a mambo, disco, flamenco, breakdance, bunny hop, ballet, bolero, a reel, a rumba, the polka, and the pogo. Chicken dance, alley cat, hokey pokey, limbo. I'm gonna do every single dance I know. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. shake, shimmy right across the floor. Tiger stripes on mine, dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Tell your sister, your brother, your mom, and your dad, put on your PJs and dance like mad. Dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen. Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas.
That is Keith Munslow at the Saturday Light Brigade. How nice to have live guests in the studio again. Two reasons for that. Our community engagement coordinator started this past week. Ty, you would not have heard the guest we just had were it not for her. And the other reason is the world seems to be opening up a little bit more, doesn't it? And that means we can have more live groups here with us. In a moment, you're going to get to meet the Don Keys. We're getting them set up, and they will provide some acoustic music for you as a duo. I want to offer you a quick thank you, if I may. If you hear me shuffling papers, it's because I wanted to get the exact total. Because I still have trouble processing it. You helped us so much during our year-end donor drive. 405 people contributed a combined $55,587.22. If you supported SLB during this drive, thank you. If not, it's never too late. You can do so at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-586-6300 or 1-888-752-7234. Your support financially and otherwise means the world to us, and thank you for being part of our family here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We are going to get the Don Keys ready to go. And we'll present them live on the radio for you in just about 10 minutes or so. Thank you for being along with us today. And next, I want to be sure that I have the song that I was looking for today. Here it is. We had a request for some music from Holly Near. This is Holly along with Emma's Revolution.
I don't want to say sometimes there is love to spare inside this country heart. Rain upon the old barn roof, your North Dakota song will be a pleasant company for me when you're gone.
go rambling when my baby's up and grown. I kinda like the thought of traveling out there on my own.
But I love these gentle mountains more than strangers do. Some of us stay settled and some of us pass through.
I don't want to say goodbye to you, to think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday when you're lonely. I know you have a West Virginia friend. I don't want to say goodbye to you, to think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday when you're lonely. I know you have a West Virginia friend. Don't you know you have a West Virginia friend?
Just right, I'd never stay long enough to fight. I'd just run away, and it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. You were mistaken, you are to blame. Lately I've taken to getting my own way. Yes, it's you, my love, it's you I'm from. I'll be in New York, send for me when you want more. I'll be in New York without you like before. I'm never lonely, off making trails, passed on the only woman dressed in veil. Oh, it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. When your bed's empty, will I appear in dreams you so badly wish could draw me near? Though it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. I'll be in New York, send for me when without you like before. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Milk Carton Kids here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song called New York. We went there from West Virginia, West Virginia Friend, featuring Holly Near, along with Emma's Revolution. The Dawn Keys, or is it Dawn Keys? They're coming up in just a second. You'll get to meet this duo. Thanks for being here along with us on the first Saturday of 2023. Happy New Year. We are really happy to have live music back in the studio. I keep sort of smirking when I say the name of this group. It took me two reads to understand the play on words. Dawn, D-A-W-N, and Keys. And you're going to hear some great songs from this duo, Shoham Zober and Chris Vogler. We're going to have them start off with a song, and then we'll talk a bit. Here are the Dawn Keys.
Oh, they're reinventing Galileo's moon. Because she blooms, because she blooms. Yes, the cool-hanging queen of polishing their spoons. Just cause she blooms, because she blooms. And I don't want to be mad at her tonight. Oh, she's roaring like a lion and she's rearing for fight. Yeah, the angels now are singing different tunes. Just cause she blooms, because she blooms. She's roaring like a lion and she's rearing for a fight. Yeah, the dead are rising up from out of their tombs. Just cause she blooms, because she blooms. Incubated in collective cosmic wombs. I swear she blooms, just cause she blooms. Thank you.
there you have the Don Keys. Did one of you write that song? Did you write it together? Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's a song inspired by the birth of someone I know's child, as well as an old poem from a German monk who said, "Ask not why the rose blooms; it blooms simply because it blooms."
And who do you know who that is?
The name of the monk. I'm sorry. No, okay. I'm sorry.
It did have a familiar sound to it. That's why. I was asking. Mm-hmm. You two have you been playing together for a while? Tell me about how you started playing music together.
Well, it was last March is when we first started getting together. I had been in another project for some time, and that project had hit a wall. And I was looking for other people, and I got in contact with one person who got me in contact with Shoham. That's the short answer.
Well, it's nice. It's hard to find people to play with. I would imagine that you really connect with, especially there's no dilution if it's the two of you. You don't have another person. I'm assuming you typically play as a duo.
Typically, yes.
And you're hearing, Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from this area originally?
Yes, I lived in Pittsburgh my entire life.
Where'd you go to school growing up?
Well, I went to Mount Lebanon through sort of foster, then went to the high school. That was before the junior high and the high school, that was before they moved over to the middle school.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember they were moving it over to the middle school when I was in high school. But I did not go to college. Probably not a good idea on my part, but water under the bridge.
But you hung around the Pittsburgh area?
Yeah, I'd played in a band for a little while, and things happened. I still continued to play music, but I sought a career more on the behind-the-scenes part of things, you know, audio engineering, that sort of thing.
Cool. Did you, we may keep you over time once we're done. We'll have you troubleshoot some equipment here with us. Did you start playing guitar and writing songs when you were pretty young? Or when did that start to appeal to you?
Well, I actually learned to play guitar in a general music class in junior high. I didn't actually pursue it until a few years later. I was actually taking a film production class, and they in the background had a keyboard set up, and I liked messing around with that, and so I asked my parents for a keyboard for Christmas. But the more I basically got into the musical instrument world, I found I liked guitar better, so I basically returned to guitar. Actually, my first musical instrument was the saxophone. I played that in the school band for a year.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to explore different instruments and get a chance to see what fits you best. When did are some of the songs we're going to hear ones you wrote as well, or is Shoham the principal author of these songs?
Shoham is the principal author, I would say. I add my own things, kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, you two fit together well. Well, let's meet Shoham Zober, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, it was a dark and stormy night in East Jerusalem. And no, I've lived most of my life in Pittsburgh, but I was born in Israel, moved to Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, moved around, taught ESL, and always been into music, especially, you know, last almost 30 years I've been a songwriter. So about 26 years, I'd say, or less.
Raised in Jerusalem?
Till I was about four, yeah.
Okay, and then you came
to
Chicago?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I'm just trying to
understand. No, that's right. In the 80s, Chicago, Logan Square,
all
the mean
places.
Streets.
is that where you started to get into songwriting?
I got into songwriting in the late 90s, you know. Just really, actually, I'll tell you, got into the music of the 60s, especially. I was looking at your, you had an old Vitrola and a Revolver. I saw Revolver. I was looking at that. That's a classic. It's a great, probably one of the albums that changed history.
Yeah, it's, Choham's referring to a record player. Our youth advisory council selected a lot of the furnishings in that area of the Youth Media Center, and they wanted a record player. Mm-hmm. And so we got a record player for them. And then we had to, for some of them, teach them how to use it because they were unfamiliar with records and how they work.
They started talking to the record player. Play.
Yeah.
Songs like.
Yes.
What's this orange thing?
Yeah, but it's been fun. And we've, there's a menagerie of records in there. I forgot that Revolver's in there.
Yeah, I was right on top. Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been very good. Well, you two sound great. Together. Would you like to, well, let's go into the next one. What would you like to play next?
What are we doing next? Oh, this is a good one. This is sort of our Halloween special called Kick and Scream.
Well, Friday the 13th is this Friday.
It's perfect. Yeah, so, right. At Emma Lazar's, I own a small venue where Chris and I actually originally met, I should mention, 1808 Brownsville Road in the city of Pittsburgh, right across the street from the new Carrick Library, mm-hmm. and right next door to the there's a Congresswoman Benham, and on the other side is a very nice bridal shop, Emma Lazarus. It's a new small venue in Carrick, so you can hear this next Friday. Playing tricks on me, you're playing tricks on me. You think that I can't tell, I think I know you well. You're playing tricks on me, you're playing make believe. You're playing make believe. You think that I can't quit, I think it's time I split. You're playing tricks on me. Round by round, you trick and scheme. Bring me down. You make me kick and scream. You think that I can't see. You think that I can't see. Although I may be blind, the deal is done, it's signed. You're playing tricks on me. I can't see. You think that I can't see. Although I may be blind, I'm leaving you behind. You're playing tricks on me.
Don Keys, we let every little, almost every little bit of those ringing out notes find their way. So I did need to ask you about the name because it's clever and it's the kind of name that wants to be asked about. Was it an epiphany? Where did it come from?
Again, the Beatles again. You can't beat the Beatles, and you know and there's a lot of great in history of music.
Like with Beat and Beatles.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't think I knew. You know, they have this phrase like I was this or today I learned right
T-I-L.
Today I learned that, and I think I was pretty far along when I finally realized, oh yeah, Beatles. Who knew? You know, I never, I mean, I think I was probably in my 20s when I discovered that. I just never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute to realize the donkey thing, which
it's
is
maybe
good.
The opposite, because with the Beatles, you figure, well, it's just like the animal.
Oh,
with
true.
The donkeys,
yeah.
You're probably thinking, what's going on here? And then it's oh, okay, it's the animal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Neither a group of beetle animals. I guess ladybugs are beetles. I was going to say, you wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with a group of beetles or possibly with a group of donkeys either.
Oh, come on. They're a beast of burden or a humble animal.
Well, that's true. I have to say I've never met any donkeys, so I shouldn't be judging them.
Today you've met two.
So you're playing out this Friday, you mentioned, in Carrick.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys planning to record at all, or have you?
We've talked about it. We haven't figured out anything specific or set in stone at this point, but possibly in the future.
A lot of our recordings are, like, we do recordings sometimes just live stuff. Not unlike today.
Yeah, you mentioned your audio engineering interests, so that would be a natural for you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. Thank you for doing so. The Donkeys are here, and Chris Vogler, who's playing guitar, and Shoham Zober, who is the person on vocals today. And what would you like to do next?
Shall we? Oh, here's one. This one's named after a great Commonwealth song called Pennsylvania. Seen you lately like I should. Often wonder, passing through, do I still have a friend in you? Pennsylvania, Appalachia, not quite heaven, not quite home. Much too old, far too cold, the darkest skies I've ever known. Pennsylvania, ancient woods, haven't seen you lately like I should. And I wonder, passing through, do I still have a friend in you? Pennsylvania, Appalachia, not quite heaven, not quite home. Much too old, far too cold, the darkest skies I've ever known.
That is a really well-written song that's here.
Thank you, I'm guessing,
and I like that.
Thank you.
Not quite Appalachia. We don't think of Pennsylvania as being much Appalachia, except for extreme western Pennsylvania in the foothills. And that's a good song. When did you write that? And do you remember what prompted you to write it?
It was around 2019, that particular song. And I think I was listening to their other, you know, Pennsylvania doesn't have like a state song like the West Virginias and the Colorados.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
You know, and we need one. And so I said, listen, let me step up to the plate and see what happens.
We may have, you know, I'm not aware of.
Well, Stephen Foster wrote songs for multiple states. I mean, Kentucky's got a Stephen Foster song, as it's, and I think Florida has a Suwannee River, if I'm not mistaken.
But, yeah.
Pennsylvania doesn't have one that I know of that, I'm sorry.
No.
Moving away from the microphone. But it doesn't have a song that I know. So I thought, you know what? We need to do something. We need to do something about this fast. And it's the best I could do.
I like it. I guess there's, Pennsylvania 65,000 from Glenn Miller.
Okay, right.
But that's not going to, if it hasn't caught on by now, it's not going to catch on.
In 1935, it was the biggest thing in the world.
It's funny. I think of West Virginia and the amount of local history infused in kids who go to school in West Virginia who learn a lot because the state has amazing history to it.
And
Pennsylvania
sure.
does, of course, but we don't. I feel like we don't learn as much.
I agree.
Erie Canal was a big song growing up.
Navigated.
Yeah. Good Tell Aunt Rhody, which I don't think is Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's a heck of a song to teach 5-year-olds when you think about it.
What is this? I don't know. This is
do you know,
a 19th century song? I don't know that one.
You know the song, right?
I have heard it.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody the old gray goose is dead. Or the old gray mare.
Yeah, the old gray mare.
Mare is dead. Oh. And then the next verse explains more about the death of the old gray mare. And then the next verse explains even more. And it's like, why are we singing about dead mares? I guess it could be worse.
I remember a few years ago it was used in the trailer for a survival horror video game, so maybe that was a bit more appropriate.
It's a lot of kids, so it's like Ring Around the Rosie. Let's not get into that one.
Yeah, that was a song about tuberculosis,
I think it's a disease, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's, if only we sang, you know,
just happy songs.
Happy songs.
Most songs, I think if you did a statistical analysis, most songs are not happy songs. It's 80-20,
it's
something like that.
It's quite true. There are many, many. That's because sad songs say so much.
That's true. They do.
The Don Keys are who you're listening to here on the Saturday Light Brigade. They are live in our studios. Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us today. And what do you want to do next?
What should we do, Chris? Should we do Some Kind of Love?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
It's Chris Vogler, by the way, and Shoham Zober.
Yes, sir.
Someday soon she's gonna make you pay. She'll have you on your knees and make you pray. She's gonna take your plants, throw them all away. Some kind of love is gonna let you down. Some kind of love is gonna run you out of town. Some kind of love is gonna bleed and make you dry.
Don Keys here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us today. We're glad you tuned in. And I think we have time for one or two more. We'll leave that up to you guys.
Oh, okay.
But just to give you a little early warning, one or two, your pick. And Chris and Shoham, are you playing in any other groups, or is it the two of you mostly?
Well, I have another group. It's a bit more of an electric thing with somebody who was going to join this project, but things didn't really quite work out. I had originally met him when the previous project I was in, we needed a new bass player, so...
And John, I should mention, John also is, their band also plays regularly at Emma Lazarus.
What's the name of the band?
Currently we don't have a name.
I call him Loyola.
Okay.
That's my pet name. Can I have a pet name?
Sure, Loyola. There's a lot of Loyolas too. So. Why not?
But they're good. Oh, they have a great sound. Very electric, but tasteful and... very good dynamics, not like overwhelming with the volume. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been performing with a drum machine.
Electric's okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next?
Why don't we just do Quench First?
Yeah. Okay, you need two more or one?
We could do two.
Okay. One more is fine. I just want to be sure
We have two ready for you. We'll do Player's Prison, and if you want.
Okay, we'll see how our time
is.
So. Go ahead.
The cards are drawn, the lots are cast. The dusk is dawn, the first is last. Your James a doe, your king's a pawn. I think we know which side you're on, but there are no heroes here. No, there are no heroes here anymore. Inside my chest, my stomach's warm in your caress. Bottles dry, your war is won, they'll never die, but there are no heroes here. Yes, there are no heroes here. Oh, there are no heroes. dry, the war is won. You'll never die, but there are no heroes here. Yes, there are no heroes here. Oh, there are no heroes here anymore.
Don Keys, and that's your song, I'm guessing.
I was just saying Chris was coming in there.
Oh,
that's what I was saying. I was Mr. We call him Mr. Friday Night at Emma Lazarus every Friday night. 1808 Brownsville.
Yes. No, that's that. It's okay. We'll send you a bill. thanks to you guys. We are tight.
Thank you, sir.
You guys sounded great, and.
Thank you.
Friday night in Carrick.
100% free. Free as in freedom, free as in no charge.
Excellent. So folks can look for the Don Keys. Let us know if you record too.
Will do.
And it's great to hear some original songs as well.
Thanks to everybody here.
Thank you. And thanks Chad, for a great mix. The Don Keys here today at the Saturday Light Brigade.
When we remember Zion. hypnotized by spinning tires. I turned on the radio, station after station, nothing but bad news. Till the king chimed in, singing blue suede shoes. There's nothing like a song that cuts right to your soul. There's nothing like a song. She was small town pretty and the flower of the ball. And I just had to dance with the girl who had it all. Closer and closer beneath those dimming lights. And I couldn't help but sing, you look wonderful. There's nothing like a song that cuts right to your soul. There's nothing like a song to fill an empty hole in a broken heart, or make you start to dance or sing along. There's nothing like a song. Sunday, saying goodbye to a friend, when the congregation all together bowed their heads. And in the solemn silence of that sacred holy place, 100 voices all joined in amazing praise. There's nothing like the song that cuts right to your soul. Nothing like a song. Filling an empty hole in a broken heart. Or make you start to dance or sing along. There's nothing. Woo! Nothing like a song.
That is Arlen Bennett at the Saturday Light Brigade, and there indeed is Nothing Like a Song, the name of his song. And Jorma Kaukonen with By the Rivers of Babylon before that. A couple notes as we close for today. First, thanks to the Donkeys for being with us today. Also, thanks to our Shakespeare guests from the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh. We appreciate your being with us today. Thank you. And Ella and Sarah, and Jonna and Emma, best wishes for a good show. Thank you to Sloane Simon, your encore appearance today, and also to our Pittsburgh Concert Society winning quartet from 2018, the Cygnus Quartet. And thanks to you for being with us. A quick note, make a note, Martin Luther King Day. We will be open for you to come tour our Youth Media Center and studios between 11 and 5 o'clock. Also, if you're interested in taking part in King's Corner, a feature we have where we'll be talking about some of the words and inspirations of Dr. King, that will be between 11 and 2. And for students in grade 6 through 12, between 3 and 6 o'clock, Streaming Justice, a chance to host a one-hour talk show during that time period. If interested, check out the link on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, or just drop us a note at slb@slbradio.org. Thanks to Robert Gray, Director of Operations, for an incredible amount of studio work this week, to Chad Green for his mix, also to Ty Chorofsky, our community engagement coordinator, Ricky Berger, executive producer and wife. And we will look, also, if you're interested in taking part in King's Corner, a feature we have, where we'll be talking about some of the words and inspirations of Dr. King. That will be between 11 and 2. And for students in grade 6 through 12, between 3 and 6 o'clock, Streaming Justice, a chance to host a one-hour talk show during that time period. If interested, check out the link on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, or just drop us a note at slb@slbradio.org. Thanks to Robert Gray, Director of Operations, for an incredible amount of studio work this week, to Chad Green for his mix, also to Ty Chorofsky, our community engagement coordinator, Ricky Berger, executive producer and wife. And we will look for you next week, right here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. I have no idea what that last song that Larry just played is called, but it made me think of Soupy Sales. Theme from the Soupy Sales Show, just in honor of the Squirrel Hillbillies and whatever it was that they were playing there a few minutes ago. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your come loud, the graduate of the Chedwick Institute of Groove Fork College, E.J. Thurber, at 12:02. Much more music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Post, and Mastodon. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high only reaching 38 degrees. Winter has returned. Right now, It's cloudy out there. Cloudy. With 33 degrees outside our weather window. Oops, excuse me. I got a hiccup.
Action Radio.
First show of the new year. And already the wheels have come off the wagon. I don't understand exactly what's going on. A hiccup. Golly. I was going to say we're going to check your weather in about 15 minutes.